John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
The health service executive is the subject of two lead stories this morning. In the Irish Examiner, Anne O'Loughlin reports on what Melanie Sheehan Cleary told a High Court judge as she gave evidence in her family's action against the HSE over the death of her 21-year-old daughter hours after she was discharged from University Hospital Limerick and told to go home and rest. "All I ever wanted was somebody to say they were sorry for what they did to my Eve," she said. A continued recruitment freeze in the HSE this year risks increasing waiting times for patients, demoralising staff and providing poor value for public money. So an internal draft document has warned, as Shauna Bowers reports in the Irish Times. The Times front page picture is of Grace O'Malley Kumar, a 19-year-old student who was fatally stabbed with her friend Barnaby Webber and a school caretaker Ian Coates in Nottingham last June. Her killer pleaded guilty of manslaughter, and a court in Nottingham heard yesterday that he was suffering from paranoid schizophrenia at the time. Grace's mother, Irish-born London-based consultant anaesthetist Sinead O'Malley, told the BBC last night the term "every parent's worst nightmare." It's actually not right, because sleep is your only respite from the reality of our life. It's the living that is the hardest part. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the Taoiseach has accused Sinn Féin of adding to the trauma of Ukrainian refugees as the party continues to change its position on migration. Craig Hughes writes that senior Sinn Féin figures have recently indicated three different stances on whether Ukrainians should stay in the country when the EU-wide temporary protection order expires in March 2025. Speaking to the Mail, Leo Varadkar said that Sinn Féin was causing unnecessary anxiety for Ukrainians in Ireland. The Irish Independent, in its lead story, says that several RTE board members are expected to face strong calls to resign as what the paper calls a damning report into the waste of €2.2 million on Toy Show the Musical will be published soon. Board members who were in situ at the time will come under severe pressure from the report, an informed source close to the board told the paper. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all lead with the news that Ian Bailey was cremated at a private ceremony in Cork yesterday with nobody in attendance. The Sun reports that the service for the suspect in the murder of Sophie Toscan Duplantier took place in private as his family wished to avoid a media circus. The Star reruns an interview which Thennan Maloney, then a reporter with the paper, did with Bailey 2 months after the murder. In The Times, Lara Marlowe, who covered the trial in Paris, in which Bailey, in his absence, was found guilty of the murder, sets out once more the evidence against him. But she writes, barring a posthumous confession amid Ian Bailey's possessions or tardy revelations by a third party, the truth about Sophie Toscan Duplantier's murder will probably be laid to rest with him.
And that's John S. Doyle.